West Virginia Governor Jim Justice declared a state of emergency Sunday following flash flooding in Fayette County. Residents are still cleaning up from the aftermath, which they fear could be contaminated with sewage. Here's the story. Roads were damaged and homes flooded in Scarborough, Whipple, Oak Hill, and Minden, according to the governor's office. The Fayette County Swiftwater Rescue Team, along with five city fire departments, conducted rescues for 6 hours Sunday night. Oak Hill Fire Chief Tim Richardson was in command of the rescue operation. He says the area received about 4 inches of rain in less than an hour.
So we did probably a total of approximately 18 rescues, and those were anywhere from a one-month-old and the parents of that child to a 70-year-old.
Richardson says there were no fatalities or serious injuries. The Fayette County Emergency Management is conducting damage assessment this week. Annetta Kaufman's home in Minden was flooded several feet high Sunday night. She says she lost her first home and all her possessions in the 2001 flood.
You work so hard. It's a poor community anyway, but, you work, to try to have things, and then, something like that can be gone within 30 minutes.
Another lifelong resident of Minden, Marie Collins, says her home was flooded up to the stairs of her porch and that the underpinning of the house collapsed. Collins, her three boys, and her sister slept in her car at a higher elevation last night. She says it brought back memories of the 2001 flood, where she also lost all of her possessions to water damage.
A lot of people was trapped again, and I'm scared of water now. I'm just so scared.
Collins says this was a larger flood, but that smaller storms flood her yard at least once a month in the summer. She says one of the biggest fears about the flooding is the contamination. Every time it floods, residents think PCB is flushed out into the streets. PCB is a chemical known for causing cancer, which was introduced to Minden through an abandoned coal mine chemical dump site. Minden and the surrounding area has also been ravaged by sewage contamination, which was assessed by the EPA in 2016. According to the report, this was the result of failing and downright non-existent systems to manage human waste. When water levels rise, like Sunday night, Collins says sewage overflows from the septic tanks.
They said there was raw sewage coming down through here too, and then the PCB oil, and then, because right now in my house, the outside smells really, really oily.
In 2017, a $23 million sewage and water drainage project began in efforts to curtail future contaminated floods. But Collins says many of her neighbors' houses were flooded with at least 2 feet of contaminated water Sunday night. According to the Fayette County Emergency Management, they are not anticipating any more flooding in the coming days. Volunteer groups, including the Oak Hill Center for Hope, are prepared to offer shelter, food, and water for those affected by flooding. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Caitlin Tan.